Get up with Joel and Jules on Hit 105.5 for the Hoey Moey Sunday Sesh. Check it out.
Good morning, Hit 105.5 across the Coffs Coast. Joel and Tools with special guest, Maris Denise Knight.
Hey, good morning. Good morning, Coffs Coast.
We've said DJ 90, but would you like to give yourself the nickname? Because we don't want to give it to you.
Well, actually, no, I like DJ 90.
You like it?
Yeah,
DJ 90 on the deck.
DJ 90, yeah, cool.
You're about to get some really big knowledge about R&B because we play R&B 1, 2, 3 with this man.
Everybody get ready. It's time for R&B 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. Let's go.
You like the scoop?
You like Fat Man Scoop?
Well, clearly. I'm just said. Look, honestly, I'm sitting here thinking, what the hell?
Do you know he was?
Is
he was
really
here
fat?
In the studio.
Really
yeah,
fat?
He
sounds
is.
Fat with three chins.
He's curvy and he loves it. He's beautiful.
Yeah. Is he famous for
Did
that?
Did you just diss on him? Yeah, he earns a lot of money for just doing that.
Yeah. He's the biggest hype man in the business.
He started out in radio.
Clearly, I'm in the wrong job.
No,
he
you're
was
not.
Here not long
Because I
can ago.
Actually do that.
Do you want to do that? Get ready for R&B 1, 2, 3, do it. Go on.
Get ready for R&B. Let's do it.
We've done it. Yes. You get this right on 13, 12, 16. You're scoring yourself a double pass to the advanced screening of Baywatch. Phoebe, how are you?
Good, thank you.
Say hello to Maris Denise Knight as well.
Hello.
Hello, Phoebes.
How are you?
I'm good. I mean, you know, on the radio you can just call me DD, but okay. At work it's Madam Mayor.
So, Phoebe, are you across your R&B?
Oh, sometimes.
What about you, Mayor Denise Knight?
Yeah, I did ask what's R&B mean.
Uh-oh.
Is it rock and bowl?
Look, it's rhythm. Yeah, it's rhythm and blues.
Oh, rhythm and blues. I knew that.
Okay. Yeah.
All right, Phoebe, we're going to do this and make it really quick and easy for you. You just got to tell us what the song is, okay?
Okay.
Have a listen.
First R&B.
His palms are sweaty, knees weak, arms are heavy. There's vomit on his sweater already. Mom's spaghetti, he's nervous, but on a surface.
Coming anytime.
You can say the artist as well if that's easier.
Eminem.
Oh, yes, Phoebe, would you have got that, DJ
90? Yeah, it was definitely Eminem.
Yeah, great.
Eminem.
You nearly got these tickets, Phoebe. Just got to get two more.
Come on. Is it worth it? Let me work it. I put my thing down, flip it and reverse it. It's your permit.
Oh, Phoebe, come in when you're ready.
I'm going to kick my... I know it, I just can't think of it.
Name of the
what
artist
about
or the
you,
track.
DJ 90?
Yeah, it's Eminem's sister. That's who it sounded like.
Phoebe, I'm sorry. If you don't know it, we can't give it to you. We do have someone ready to play.
Come on. Is it worth it? Let me work it. I put my thing down, flip it and reverse it. It's your permission.
Taylor, you can name the artist or the title of the track.
Okay, so I can name the title?
Look, just the song. I mean,
name of the artist.
In the song, they quite often say the title of it.
Yeah.
Who was it?
I know it's Work It.
Yeah, there you go. That's good enough.
I'm sure it's Missy Elliott.
Yes.
Missy Elliott.
Go and get it. Yeah. Girl, Taylor, you've got it. R&B 1, 2, 3. Three R&B tracks. You get this right. The double pass is yours.
Yeah.
Taylor, this is classic. Please do not let us down.
Come on. We're about to bust down in the chorus.
Okay. I think I caught the title.
Yeah.
Best Things in Life of Free.
Are you using Shazam? I bet you are. Oh, well done, Taylor. You scored that pass.
Okay, thank you.
Taylor, she got there in the end.
Yeah. Whoa, that took some time today.
It did.
I've got a sweat.
Yeah. How do you feel after all of that?
I tell you what, you walk in here and it's chaos. There's papers everywhere and a very small room and, oh, my gosh.
Yeah, we want bigger studios.
But you work hard.
You reckon you could do that for us?
Yeah, no.
Get us bigger studios?
Yeah, no.
No, right. Thanks, DJ 90.
Yeah, no.
Show them how we get down.
Hitting cops.
Do this every week.
Okay, so this is everything going on over the weekend. And please, if there's any events, let us know. You can tell us on Facebook. You can write in as well. All the details, hit.com.au. But because we have our special guest of honour, DJ Nighty, in studio, Woo-hoo. Mayor Denise Knight, what would you say is something happening this weekend?
Well, I'm just hoping for the canned applause to come on when you announce. But you got canned applause?
Look.
Go, Joel. Let me do that again.
Okay.
Here we go.
Sorry about that.
You could do the intro talks again.
Okay, we have special guest DJ Nighty in studio with us. There we go. Okay, so what are you saying is on this weekend?
Good morning, everybody. So it's like, you know, a little bit of a running commentary. What have I got on this weekend? Or what's on in Coffs Harbour this weekend? There's always a lot on. We've got the Still Life exhibition on at the gallery. Always go to the gallery. The library's always open. But one of the big things is the elements, the opening of, you know, the whole new development there.
Yeah.
So first of all, there's a sausage sizzle.
Mm-hmm.
Then there's number two, there's a sausage sizzle. Number three, there's a sausage sizzle.
Bangers
number four, there's
muddy.
A sausage sizzle.
Yum.
There's also
yum,
a
yum.
Jumping castle, and there's also a sausage sizzle.
And
there's a park, and there's also a sausage
sizzle.
Yeah,
you've been talking about the park there.
The park is amazing. But the other thing is, when you drive down Stadium Drive, there's the most beautiful, what I would call a retaining wall.
Mm-hmm.
Have a look at it. Sit on Stadium Drive, but don't, like, stalk the place.
No.
But just have a look at it and admire it. Whoever built it,
beautiful.
Yay, tick for you. So come along. Everyone can come along. You can have a sausage sizzle.
Yeah.
Did I mention that?
You did.
And you can also, on the day, register to win a holiday. We're going to be there too.
You guys are going to be there. It's going to be so cool. And we're thinking about popping maybe a little bottle of
champagne. We would love to be able to do that.
Yeah, how cool would that be?
Because you're going to cut the ribbon, right?
Yeah, if there's a ribbon, I'm in for the cutting. And if there's a baby, I'll kiss it.
Oh,
you know,
beautiful. And just tell us the view. I haven't been to the top there yet. Explain the view. What are we
seeing? You must go to the top. I tell you what, it is breathtaking, because anything that you look at in Coffs Harbour is breathtaking.
Yeah.
But up there, it's almost a panoramic view of the city.
Beautiful.
And it's great. And you've got, you know, you've got the green fields across the road.
Yeah, nice.
And with our weather, the sun will be out, the birds will be singing. So go to the top, have a look at the view, and just embrace the flavour of Coffs
Another
Harbour.
Another beautiful weekend. And Sunday as well, there is the park run.
Yeah, park run is cool. Have you heard of this?
Of course I've heard of this.
So this is people that want to get their fitness up.
5K.
It's a timed run, and it's something that we can all do together. That's the trial happening on Sunday. If you go down to the Yacht Club, we're going to start there at 8 o'clock. I'm in.
And it'll be a beautiful day.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's a lot of work going down at the foreshores at the moment, but they've made sure that the big trucks and things won't be in the way for that.
Beautiful.
That was Hitting Coffs with Joel and Tools and Mayor S. Denise Knight. Always so much to do on the beautiful Coffs Coast. This is Ilya's R&B Friday continues. We're back with more on the other side of this. 18 minutes to 9. A big congratulations to Kira. She won $900 earlier this morning with cash calls. How good was that?
Yes, so good. But Monday morning, $300 back on the line. You've got to say, I get up with Joel and Chules.
With special guest Mayor Denise Knight, DJ Nighty. There you go.
Would it sound weird if you just said, I just got out of bed with Joel?
Well,
I just got out of bed with Joel.
I would like that.
And Joel would like that.
And Chules.
Yeah. Oh,
I would like that.
Filling fantasies across the Coffs Coast.
Here's 105.5's Hit or Miss for Bridgestone Select and Ironman 4x4 Coffs Harbour.
Okay, so I've been explaining this game that we've been playing here at Hit 105.5 to you this morning, Hit or Miss.
Yes.
Unfortunately, and you can't go into detail, I had to explain it to you, we cannot reveal what this challenge was going to be yesterday, but it couldn't go ahead.
No.
Due to certain reasons. So therefore, we have to postpone that challenge. But because a challenge didn't go ahead yesterday, Joel or I are going to do something in studio this morning. And what's going to happen is there's an onion here, a raw onion. The challenge is one of us have to take a bite out of this onion.
I'm with you, Mary. So.
Normally there'd be money on the line.
It's not even a red onion. Like a red onion.
I was looking at that colour and texture yesterday.
A little bit of salt, a little bit of balsamic vinegar, a bit of cheese.
That's
I'm with
the game.
You on this. But you know, it's a pretty scrawny looking
Yeah. Well, it's only one bite. So what we're going to do is give people the chance on 13, 12, 16 to pick either Joel or myself. But you personally, who would you rather see eat the onion?
Oh, yeah. Probably Joel.
Yeah.
Let your fantasies come out, Meredith.
And why would you pick Joel?
I think it would... I don't know. I just think he'd look cool with an onion in his mouth.
Okay, we've
that
got a caller.
That is so weird.
We've got a caller. Maybe we'll take
okay,
this right
let's
now.
Let's do that.
Just a question.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. So, yeah, you bite into it. Do you have to chew it and swallow it, or do you just bite into it, spit it out, or do you just put the mould of your teeth into it?
I would say you've got to do a big, hearty chunk, and then whatever happens from there, just, you know, it happens. Okay, we've got someone live on the air, 13, 12, 16. Who's this?
Hey, Tours, it's Gregory.
Hey, Gregory, how you going?
Good.
So, Gregory, who would you like to see eat the onion?
I'd like to see Joel eat it.
Oh, excuse who are you, Gregory, calling the show, calling and shots?
Can I just clarify one thing, why I think Joel is a good one? Good yep. on you, Gregory. Is he's actually on the opposite side yes. of the table. So when he bites into it and it squirts, it's not going to go on Jules and I.
Yeah, there you go.
Hey, Greg, love your call.
Gregory,
thanks on 13, 12, 16. I'm hanging up on you. Goodbye.
That has to happen now. It's been confirmed.
Sure, so what? We're doing that now? We're doing it next.
Do it now.
Cool, let me do it
right now.
Right
now. Oh, big chunk.
Big deal.
Let me know if you need me to push a button.
Oh, look, I could do it all. I'm multitasking.
Here we go. I want bigger than that. Do you reckon,
Oh,
Steve?
Yeah.
Come on. Do you want him to swallow?
Yeah, I think he should swallow. It won't hurt you. Trust me. I'm the mayor. He's actually enjoying it, which is scary.
What are you doing this weekend? We can teach each other Italian.
Are you doing mind over matter?
What?
You've got a very powerful mind. Are you doing... Guys on the footy show did this once when they were hypnotised and then they woke up and they were like, ugh.
I don't know. Do we need to go to a commercial?
His eyes are not even watering or anything.
Yes.
Like, actually, he's really enjoying it. You can hear him crunching.
He'll eat the whole thing.
Okay.
Done.
He's put it to the side for later.
Done. How easy was that?
Easy.
I don't think Friday continues now. This is the Black Eyed Peas with an onion in my mouth. Joel and Tools at DJ 90. Joel and Tools and Mayor S. Denise Knight.
Yes, there we go. DJ 90 has requested the applause. So you did want to discuss something that's coming here next week, right?
I did. Wednesday the 31st of May
yes.
at 9:15, we've got the Peace Run. So what this is a whole group of people, and I think, well, they're running for peace.
Yep.
That's all it is. It's just to show people that we can live in peace, particularly now after the Manchester
Yeah,
horrible.
That's
Manchester
the sentiments that we talk
incident.
About. Yeah.
So we're all going to gather in the city centre and just celebrate peace.
Beautiful.
So this is great. So come on in, have a coffee, have something to eat, but come on in and celebrate just living peacefully.
Lovely.
In the whole world.
That's so nice.
It is so nice. And they chose to come to Coffs Harbour on their route.
Do you? Oh, wow. Okay. So do you know what time that's kicking off?
9:15.
Okay.
In the city centre.
Love can win.
Yeah, so we'll have a little marquee set
Beautiful.
Up. And we've got some kids coming in and some adults coming in and the police and the ambos and things like that.
But, how nice.
But to celebrate, the runners will come in and we'll greet them and give them a hug and just talk about how we can change the world.
Oh, that's
how
nice.
How cool is
Let's
that?
Yeah, beautiful.
Straight after the show, we'll get down to that.
And we're going to remind everyone as well, obviously closer to the date next week. So
Yeah, absolutely. But, you know, there's so much happening in the world, so much negativity. Yeah. And then you get something like this that is calm and it's peaceful and it's a real... It's a real feel-good.
Yeah.
So it's great to have
it's
them in
It's a beautiful
Coffs.
Thing. Yeah.
So if you can come... Come, be great.
Well said. Joel and Tools here at 105.5 and Maris Denise Knight. Joel and Tools, R&B Friday here with Maris Denise Knight. Hit 105.5. It's just before 9 o'clock. This happened earlier.
I get up with Joel and Tools.
Yes! You've done it, Kira!
Yes!
Congratulations!
Thank you.
Big congratulations to Kira.
Yeah, how good. And thank you so much for coming in, DJ 90.
Oh, you're welcome. Honestly, I have loved every minute of it. I really have.
Thank
and
you so much.
You've got a great audience out there.
Yeah.
We do.
We do.
The best.
We'll see you soon. Hit 105.5.
I'm not going to kiss you goodbye. You had the onion.